Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 24 minutes to 8 with your sports news now, here's Pádraic Lodge.
Good morning, Anya. Róisín Éireann from Limerick clinched a second gold medal at the European Paris Swimming Championships in Madeira. Éireann, who took gold in the 100 metres breaststroke and claimed silver in the 100 butterfly, became a double European champion with victory yesterday evening in the 100 backstroke final. Earlier, Ellen Keane just missed out on a place in the final of the 100 metres freestyle. Jared Branthwaite and Dominic Calvert-Lewin scored in a 2-0 win for Everton over Liverpool at Goodison Park. The defeat prevented Liverpool from climbing level with Arsenal at the top of the Premier League table. Jurgen Klopp's men are 3 points behind the Gunners with four games to play. At Old Trafford, Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes scored two goals in a 4-2 victory over bottom club Sheffield United. The other United goals came from Harry Maguire and Rasmus Højlund. Crystal Palace guaranteed themselves another year in the top flight with a 2-0 win over Newcastle, and Bournemouth beat Wolves 1-0. Galway are through to the Connacht Under-20 football final, seeing off Sligo by 23 points to 112. They'll now take on Roscommon in the provincial decider. Derry and Tyrone won through to the Ulster final, while Cork joined Kerry in the Munster final. The lineup for the Leinster senior football final will be known on Sunday with a double header of semi-finals in Croke Park. Offaly are massive outsiders against a Dublin side that beat Meath by 16 points last day out. Their captain, Eton Derry clubman Lee Pearson, has been telling Damien Lawler about the demands of the new compact schedule.
I know at this new split season they're trying to give half the year to the county and half the year to the club, but it is heavy going on players. You know, there is a lot of knocks and niggles picked up. There's always lads going into the weekend, you know, probably not 100%. To be honest with you, we don't get much of a break. It is a tight season and it is tough on lads, particularly the older lads as well, you know.
What would be the two or three things you'd be looking at based on the league?
We probably had a rough enough start in the league, you know, three or four games lost in the bounce, but we picked things up slightly towards the end, so I think starting slow has been something that we really need to work on, because in the championship games, you know, you don't get a chance.
Leinster Championship has been one-way traffic for a long time now, Lee, in terms of one team dominating it. What does it still mean an awful lot for you and your teammates to play in that competition and try and go as far as you possibly can?
Absolutely, yeah. No, Jesus, you want to be winning these championship games. Each game's like a final for us, really. The more championship games you win, the better. Obviously, last year was brilliant to get to the semi-final as well, and we probably took great pride in that as well. I know we would have probably liked to get over the line against Loud that time, but no, we really enjoy playing the Leinster Championship. It's a great competition, some massive occasions, great crowds. Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant.
Where would you be happy landing, or where would you be happy reaching?
The Tailteann Cup is probably going to be a huge aim for us this year.
Our third
season in it now. Yeah. Yeah, it's really time to kick on. It was disappointing how we went out of it last year. The year before we got to a semi-final, but again we were disappointing, so hopefully this year we can go a step further.
That's Lee Pearson, and we'll have live coverage of that Dublin Offaly game on Sunday Sport with commentary from Siobhan Madigan and Eamon O'Hara. Belfast's Mark Allen is into round two at the World Snooker Championship in Sheffield. The world number three completed a 10 frames to 4 victory over Robbie Williams. Although out of luck with his four runners at Perth, Winnie Mullins did record a winner with his first ever runner at Ludlow, extending his lead in the Trainers' Championship in Britain. A bright start for the Irish contingent at the European Gymnastics Championships in Rimini. Rhys McLennigan is through to the Pommel Horse final, and Dominic Cunningham qualified for the final of the vault. And the Ireland women's rugby team to play Scotland in their Six Nations game in Belfast on Saturday will be announced later today. The Irish team will be hoping to bounce back from their heavy defeat to England at Twickenham last Saturday.